People used to declare they're running for president at press conferences in front of state capitals or the Statue of Liberty. Now, they signal their intentions on their website. The website of New York Senator Hillary Rodham Clinton is posting this message on her site this morning.
I announced today that I'm forming a presidential exploratory committee. I'm not just starting a campaign, though. I'm beginning a conversation with you, with America.
NPR's Mara Liasson joins us now. Mara, thanks for being with us.
Good morning, Scott.
No surprise, but now what?
No surprise, but now the race formally begins. I think everyone was waiting for Mrs. Clinton, who is the front runner at this early stage, to declare her intentions. As you said, there were no surprise about them. But now you get this big scramble for money, for operatives, for endorsements from activists in Iowa and New Hampshire and the other early primary states. Mm-hmm. And she is the seventh candidate to get in. We've got a very big Democratic field. Tomorrow, New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson is going to announce his plans. You've already have John Edwards and Barack Obama, who is a rival to Mrs. Clinton. Mm-hmm. He's generating tremendous excitement in the field. And then you have Dennis Kucinich, Chris Dodd, Joseph Biden, and Tom Vilsack. Now you've got a very early, excited Democratic primary electorate, and you're going to see these candidates going to New Hampshire and Iowa a lot.
What did you notice about Senator Clinton's announcement this morning?
Well, several things struck me. First of all, it was a completely different venue than most people see Mrs. Clinton in. It was extremely warm and soft. She was sitting on her sofa in her house in Chappaqua, I presume it looked like it. And her speaking style when she's giving a big speech in front of a big crowd is sometimes a little very controlled, sometimes flat, even a little cold and stentorian. This time it was extremely warm, very conversational, very womanly. And she even said, we're going to have these online video chats starting Monday. Mm-hmm. I want to have a conversation. She said, let's talk, let's chat. It was very humanizing, I think, in a politician who needs to do that. Mm. The other thing that struck me is she had echoes of her husband, Bill Clinton. She said, I believe in working hard and playing by the rules. That was a mantra of his. And she said at the end, she said, this is going to be, and I have a feeling this conversation that we're about to start is going to be very interesting. And I would say that's the understatement of the year.
Well, if it wasn't at her living room in Chappaqua, it might have been a television set in Lower Manhattan made up to look like her living room
in Chappaqua.
Which is often done. Formidable as Senator Clinton is, though, there are a lot of people who are openly eager to find an alternative to her in the Democratic primary, aren't they? Isn't that part of the fascination with Senator Obama?
Of course. Many Democrats think that Mrs. Clinton, as much as they admire her for her skills and experience and abilities, they think she's simply too polarizing. She has too much baggage to win the White House. And there has been this hunger for an alternative. And those questions are going to be confronted right now. Her supporters say that she has the talent and the abilities to get over those doubts and to prove that she is electable. And that's what you're going to see right now in the Democratic Party. You're going to see this real push between this fresh face, Barack Obama, who says he's new, he is a blank slate, he's the future, she's the establishment, she's the past. That's the subtext of his message, versus Mrs. Clinton, who says, in a world like we live in today, you need the experience. I'm a fighter. You know, I've spent years being attacked by the Republican machine. I know how to beat them.
Thanks very much, NPR's Mara Liasson.
Thank you, Scott.